Again, this song is just, look, how do I explain this? I'm not a house person, but I love music that can make me, I don't know, think about my ancestors and what I need to make right. And I need to correct my mistakes. You know, I need to summon my uncles and tell them, listen, I'm ready for the next step. You know.
Wow.
That's what this song does, bruh. Amos and Ami Faku on the vocals, yeah, by the way, with Fatela. Party Next Door and Rihanna also on your playlist with Believe It. We also checked out your favorite in the whole wide world, Kiss Sweet, with Twisted. Now, Shaquan, our debate started a little earlier on, but I'd like you to also perhaps also just give us a heads up,
yeah,
and a bit of context in terms of what happened. Because we were just getting outraged here, and now we are just social media outraging, and we don't really understand exactly what happened in terms of now the Smith situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm a little bit tired of my sister Jada Pinkett Smith.
Haven't you expelled her? I read somewhere apparently you guys expelled her now.
Expelled her now? She been.
Well, she been expelled.
The thing is, we gave Jada so much grace. And when I say we, as in like her tribe, us women.
Yes.
We gave her so much grace with the August Alsina situation. You know? That's when we really got to understand that damn, they actually have an open marriage, right? Because Will has had his people, she clearly has had her people, you understand? And the only reason why we even got to know of her people is because while August was dropping new music and he needed that something. Yes, and he used her as a clickbait, and it was unfortunate, but it happened. It
and
is what it is.
For him.
Yes. So there is a lot of people who feel that every time that Jada is releasing something, you know, she has a new book coming out, by the way, titled Worthy. And every time that she has a book coming out or a project coming out, this she always happens. Drops a bombshell. This type of bombshells. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because then you'll be intrigued to, you know, like, is she going to talk about it in the book? And to what extent is she going to talk about it? Whatever it is. Because, you know, in all honesty, Jada has never really addressed the whole, you know, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock situation. What led to it? Whatever, whatever. So this is what happened a couple of days ago. Jada basically revealed that there was a time that Chris Rock approached her and he was trying to court her.
Yo.
There was a time in the relationship, she and Will Smith, where basically they were not on good terms, whatever it is. Things were going around, you know, the Hollywood streets, which I know the people are divorcing, whatnot, and stuff like that. And then apparently Chris saw that as a way to kind of get in with Jada, right? He approached her, asked her out, you know, out for dinner and all of that. Never really got anywhere, but the point is he did approach her. So it is probably a situation where this whole slap situation, there was a little bit more to it that we just obviously at the time were not privy to.
Okay.
Yeah, so she dropped some bombs a couple of days ago, revealing that she and Will Smith have been separated since 2016.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So this is like, you know, I think it's going to be a primetime special, by the way, where Jada is basically going to be opening up about the surprising revelations that she has made in her book. It's confirmed that she's addressing this in her memoir titled Worthy. All right. So there's a lot that's been happening in the relationship at this point. A lot of people are definitely over it. And this is what I shared, I think, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, that my theory is just, first of all, I'm not okay with how she keeps embarrassing him. I'm not okay with how she keeps embarrassing her kids, because I don't know if she forgets and the family structure. Yeah. And I don't think she understands the full extent of how damaging this is going to be to the kids. These kids are grown enough to be minding their own business on social media.
And they've also been having the challenges, their mental challenges.
Exactly.
Especially Jaden.
Yes. Yeah. So now the thing is, like, these kids are like just minding their own business, whatever it is.
Boom.
I'm just like, boom, it's just my mom said this, or and my dad this. And, you know, intimate details about their business is out there. Like, mom, yo, bro, like, what is this? You know what I mean? So this is, I feel, what Jada is doing right now is low-key what happens when you low-key hate your partner. Hear me out. Like, you hate your partner to the point where you just feel like, I need to keep embarrassing you and hurting you, because she's lashing out. She's, it's as if she's retaliating for something. And what I said earlier on was just that I feel like there's something that he did, and it's a possibility, because you know, Will Smith is also, I mean, he can hit it anywhere he goes.
Yeah.
In all honesty, okay? So, in the fact that they also have, you know, open relationship or marriage or whatever it is, you don't even know what led to that at the end of the day, you know? So, he probably did something that she never healed from, because you know how women are. I'm also guilty of this. I know it's fine. I don't worry about it. But inside, egg brand. And I'm waiting for an opportunity to also just burn you, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably just battling her own demons. I feel that she needs, or the both of them needs to separate at this point, because man, we are tired of being at this red table and just eating all of this from their plate, man. Like, just handle your business at home.
It's crazy, man. I again, no one is perfect. We don't know the exact details of this thing, but from where I'm standing, it's just at what point at what point do you hurt your family structure
to that extent?
To that extent for showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you... Because, I mean, I think the point she was making... I saw her post.
Yeah.
How was it? Her Facebook post, where she was saying something about... She's telling her side of the story and, you know, that type of thing and whatever.
What she said was, many of us women do not share the full scope of our journeys because of the fear of being criticized and judged. I've been through a lot of judgment and criticism, which has given me the courage and strength to share the journey that sits behind the curtain that we all travel in trying to figure out the next, you know, this life thing, basically. But like, I just feel like it's just marketing, man.
Okay, so my question is this now.
Yeah.
She's, that first sentence, she's saying, many of us women don't share the full scope of our story. Okay. Now, my question is, who, the world, if you analyze, if you analyze that situation since that slap, right? People were more asking what was wrong in terms of Will Smith and his mental stability. You know what I mean? Like, why are you out just slapping people on an Oscar stage?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Regardless of whatever is happening.
True.
I don't think there was anyone, or there was a part of the world sitting there and saying, well, people are stopping Jada from telling her side of the story. Do you understand? I don't think there I don't think there was a movement stopping Jada from sharing her side
of
the story.
Just keep quiet. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
No.
Because she keeps doing it anyway.
She does it all anyway.
So I don't understand that point that she's making.
And she had a conversation about that slap on her red table talk. Whatever it is.
So Dan was no sharp.
Yes.
So
exactly. No one silenced her.
Exactly. And that's my point that I'm making.
Yes.
Who silenced you, or who was attempting to silence you? What part of the world was attempting to silence you? Do you understand? Like, I don't get it. Like, because she's making it seem like people were trying to silence her.
Yeah.
People were trying to take Will Smith's part.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be. But I don't see it. I don't know. I don't follow show business that deep. But from, even as a neutral guy that minds his own business and eats kapana on the fire, I don't know. So for me, it's unnecessary.
No,
you're hurting your family structure.
Yeah. So there is also a I'm trying to remember what she does, but I think she's on a talk show.
Okay.
The View. That show Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
The one that she's on.
Yes.
Yeah, one of her co-stars or presenters. Her name is Anna Navarro. Said, you know, like every time that she's dropping books, this happens. So she updated on her Instagram saying, "So you mean to tell me, that man slapped, you know, out of Chris Rock, right?
Yeah,
ruined his career.
Yes,
got banned from the Oscars.
Yes,
swept all of us up in the drama.
Yeah."
And they were not even together? And she's dragging him?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a bit strange.
All I'm saying is, well, Africa's got a lot of love in.
Yeah, bruh, move on, bruh.
Oh, bruh, yeah. Like, come to Namibia. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, bruh. He was even down there in Botswana.
Botswana, yeah. Oh, but no, Botswana ladies. You know what?
Also right next door. And yeah. Also down south.
You know what? All I'm saying is just that if he wins in Africa, whichever sister gets him, it's fine, honey. It's a win for us all.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, take care of that man. Rub his feet when he comes from work. And you know how we do.
9:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. When we get back, we'll have a look at some rugby news and continue with the fun.
The moment you've all been waiting for has arrived. The iPhone 15 has